things are really starting to come alive again. Unfortunately, some things are going dead also. We've had some closings. One of the most surprising was La Coquina, the restaurant at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress. La Coquina used to be a fine dining restaurant every night. They stopped that part of it years ago, but they continued with their Sunday brunch, which was always the most popular and most expensive brunch in the area. They would always take the summer off because the summer was slow for both locals and tourists. So for the last several years, they would close in the summer and they would come back in September. Well, September is here and they're not going to reopen. We're lost now. I mean, that was on my list of best brunch in the area for decades. So now I'm kind of wondering who's going to step up and say, we're going to raise the bar on Sunday brunch. And I don't know who it's going to be yet, but I'm hoping someone takes over. We also lost a couple of barbecue places. September was a bad month for barbecue. Oh Boys, which was a local company that started up, I think it was 1995. They had their first one on West Colonial Drive, and it became very popular at the time. Really, they had very little barbecue competition, and I think they grew a little bit too fast because as they started to open up more locations, the quality of the barbecue started to come down. They had one remaining outlet in Baldwin Park, and that closed early September, and it looks like the Oh Boys era is gone. Blackwater Barbecue was not as large a company. They had two locations, and then it went down to one in College Park. And I thought they were doing well, but a couple weeks ago, they also put a sign on the door saying, sorry, but we're now closed. The other big restaurant news is out of Disney. They've been remodeling the Fantasyland part of the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Now, Magic Kingdom has been famously alcohol-free, except for the people who sneak it in, which I've heard has happened. But the restaurants, famously dry, because Walt Disney himself decreed that many, many years ago. Well, as part of the new Fantasyland, there's going to be a new restaurant called Be Our Guest, which is the title song from a Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, right.
From the Beauty and the Beast animated movie and from the Broadway show.
Yes.
And so Be Our Guest is going to be a big new restaurant. And the announcement came last week that they will serve beer and wine there. And the reaction has been ranging from finally to this is horrible. This is just ruins the whole tradition. You know, it comes down to the way we as Americans look at beer and wine. It was always available in Paris Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah, because culturally, they understand that just having beer and wine does not mean that you're a drunk. You know, it's part of a culinary experience. It's part of a fine dining experience. And finally, the culineers, as I call them at Disney, have understood that if they were going to have a restaurant that, because of the background of Beauty and the Beast, it's based in France, so this is going to be a French restaurant, that it was finally natural that they would serve wine, and going with that, then beer. They're going to be serving them in, surprise here, goblets that light up and that you can purchase.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.